help me out.
What's going on today?
Well, you see, I was on the dance floor the other night, and I just couldn't feel the groove.
It seems to me you got a bit of flavor deficiency, son. If you don't do as I say, you could die. Now listen closely. Every Monday, set your dial to 101.9 FM at 3 p.m. There's a brilliant show called So Salacious. I'm prescribing you 2 doses of hip-hop, 3 milligrams of funk, and as much ghetto style as you can handle on CITC at CITR.ca.
You like the way it sound, it was fresh, the best. Nevertheless, the minute you came with less. And that's the way it is. I'm taking care of business, taking care of my kids. You could just...
Welcome back to Up on the Roof with Robin and Jake featuring Paul.
Hello.
So it's that time of show again. It's time to say goodbye. Is this your first time on radio?
This would be my first time on radio, yeah. And actually, no. I've done some voiceover work for radio.
Oh, okay. Yeah. The live radio. First live radio. And we are alive in here and just...
Just kicking it.
We are just kicking it. We're living it and loving it.
Mm-mm.
Okay. Well, I want to say thank you to all of our callers in. So Robin called in earlier, and we didn't get to put her on, and I'm sorry about that. I wish that we could have joined her in the experience. She's camping on Vargas, so we wish her safe travels.
Oh, naturally.
Of course. And safe navigation of the sea lion waters. Well, of course.
And the wolf wood.
Yes. Yeah. And there are wolves. They saw wolf tracks.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah. So, and of course to Peter for calling in for Istanbul, not Constantinople, and family.
Thank you, Bart, for the fun fact.
And the Goldberg variation, Glenn Gould fun fact.
Of course.
Yes. Great. So it's been a really good show, and we'll be back with you next week. So thanks for tuning in. Stay tuned, of course, to the Cat's Pajamas. Nelly is up next, and we are going to leave you with a fun summery song, because it might not be rainy today, but it might be rainy today.
It's definitely rainy today, but this song's gonna wash that rain away.
Yeah, it brings some nice, sunny, cheery, good time music.
Good time music.
It's a regular box social up in here.
Good old-fashioned brouhaha.
Here are the Courtneys.
Brittany. Xtina. What a girl wants, what a girl needs, whatever makes me happy sets you free. Mariah. CITR, where you'll hear none of those divas. CITR 101.9 FM, where the only divas you're likely to hear are Kathleen.
Suck my left one!
D'Amanda. Lydia.
Would somebody please inform the U.S. government that my uterus is not open to public debate.
CITR 101.9 FM, your true diva station.
Good morning. You're listening to 101.9 CITR FM. This is the Cat's Pajams, and I'm your host, Nelly. Started today off with some Black Tambourine, some great indie pop from the early 90s. That was the song Lazy Heart off of their self-titled album. So today, making up for lost time, I wasn't here last week. It feels like it's been a while. Since I've been on the air, even though I only missed one show, but I've got a lot of new tunes for you guys, lots of local favorites, and there's some fun shows this weekend. So to start things off, I'm going to play a new track by the Montreal band Tops. They haven't released an album since in 3 years, I think. So it's nice to have them back. They just announced that they'll be releasing an album by the end of the summer. And they just released a single called Change of Heart. So here you go. Which doesn't seem to be loading. Oh, dear. All right, we're going to play Craft Spells first, who also have a new album out called Nausea. And I'm going to play the track Laughing for My Life, and then we'll get back to Tops.
Thank you.
All right. That was The Pains of Being Pure at Heart with a new song off of their new album, Days of Abandoned, called Kelly. And before that, you heard Tops with their new single, Change of Heart. They're releasing a new album in August, I believe. And then at the top of the set, you heard Craft Spells with Laughing for Your Life off of their new album, Nausea, out on Captured Tracks. So up next, I'm going to play a song by the Halifax band Cousins, who are in town playing a show tonight at the Media Club, along with Jay Arner. Should be a good show. Cousins just released their new album, The Halls of Wickwire, pretty recently, and I'm going to play you a track off of that called Alone.
Tell you. American indie rock band Veruca Salt returns, performing together with all four original members for the first time since 1995, Tuesday, June 24th at the Biltmore Cabaret with special guests The Echo Friendly. Tickets available at Red Cat Records, Zulu Records, and High Life Records, and online at ticketweb.ca. For more information, visit verucasalt.com. Whoever said money can't buy you friends obviously wasn't a member at CITR. When you become a member, you get the Friends of CITR card with incredible discounts in the UBC and Kitsilano area at
Australian Boot Company, Banyan Books and Sound, The Bike Kitchen, The Cove, Dantry's Pub, Displace Hashery, Limelight Video, The Eatery, Fresh's Best Salsa, Gargoyle's Bar and Grill, Lotus Land Tattoo, Nuba Kitsilano, Prussian Music, Rufus's Guitar Shop, and the UBC Bookstore.
To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus or go online to citr.ca.
All right, that was a track by Jay Arner called Bird of Prey off of the album released last year. Jay Arner are playing tonight at the Media Club, opening for Cousins, a Halifax band who I played at the top of the set. So Jay Arner played Music Waste on Saturday night at the Astoria, and I was there, and someone else very special was there. I'm kind of geeking out because we had a really exciting celeb spotting at the Astoria of all places, which is what made this spotting so special for me. Alia Shawkat, most widely known as Maybe Funke from the great show Arrested Development, was indeed in the crowd at Music Waste watching Jay Arner at the Astoria. I stared at her for a really long time, but I didn't talk to her. Yeah, so that's pretty fun. Also, I saw her flipping through Discorder, the CITR mag that you were probably aware of. So that was also really cool. I don't know what I would have said to her, so I didn't say anything. But just seeing her there was enough for me. So before I played Jay Arner, I played Monomyth, who also have signed to Mint Records. That's the label that Jay Arner's on. Monomyth are a Halifax band, and they are releasing an album in July, and I played you a track off that called Something Else. And yeah, and I played Cousins at the top of the set, like I mentioned, and they're also from Halifax, which I didn't know. So, up next, I'm going to play another local band called Shimmering Stars. They are releasing an album in August, and they also just started a Kickstarter, so if you want to help them out, all you have to do is just donate $5 and you get the whole album. Pretty cool. Okay, so this is a new track that will be off of their second full length called Bedrooms of the Nation. Here you go.
Oh, my baby.
Oh dear. Having major internet struggles this show. That's too bad. That was a new track by Dead Soft, a really great local band who are releasing their first full-length album off of Kingfisher Blues in the fall, and that was part of the song Never Forever. I'll play a different song and then see if I can come back to this after that. Here is a song by a Chicago band called The Funds. It's called Concrete. And so, yeah, they just released this pretty recently in April. All right, here we go. All right, that was Dead Soft. Sorry for those annoying technical difficulties. They just announced that they'll be releasing a new album. It's on Kingfisher Blues, and they just posted that this morning, so I'd never heard that song before. And then I had to use SoundCloud to play that song, which backfired. But anyways, pretty good song. Very excited for their first album. They're a really great band. Before Dead Soft, you heard The Funds with the song Concrete. And at the top of the set, you heard Shimmering Stars with a song off of their album to be released in August called Bedrooms of the Nation. That was the song Dereglement. Nice accent, I think. I don't know what that means. Up next, I'm going to play a band from the UK called Let's Wrestle. They just released a new album in February, I think, and this is a track off of that called Christopher.
Car Free Vancouver Day is celebrating a decade of turning pavement over to people, music, art, and street hockey. Come out on Sunday, June 15th, Father's Day, and help all of us envision a more sustainable, playful city. Go to www.carfreevancouver.org for all the details and to volunteer.
What you gonna play now?
Bobby, I don't know, but whatsoever I play, it's got to be funky.
The Soulship Enterprise. Saturdays at 7 p.m. CITR 101.9.
On Friday, June 27th, Dean Wareham comes to the Biltmore Cabaret featuring special guest Jody Glenham. Tickets are available at Red Cat Records, Zulu Records, and High Life Records, or online at ticketweb.ca. For more information, go to deanwareham.com.
Right. You're listening to 101.9 CITR FM Vancouver. That was my show, The Cat's Pajamas, and we've come to the end. You heard a song by Gap Dream off of a self-titled album, and that was the song My Other Man. And before that, you heard Let's Wrestle with the song Christopher. Stay tuned, as always, to Stereo Blues, up next with Dorothy. And I will leave you with a song by Kate LeBone. I'm getting really into this album. I feel like it was kind of slow on the uptake, but I will play you the track called Are You With Me Now? See you next week.
A tiny